Haskell, Brother and Sister, St. Helena, California, February 3, 1908. Elder Haskell, Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, I wish very much that you would write to me, even if you can find time for only a few lines. I have been very busy since the meetings closed. I have had several visitors. I was much pleased to have some conversation with Elder Gilbert and his wife. What he told me of his work was very interesting. I believe that if he will hold on patiently, his work for the Jewish people will be successful. I greatly desired to help him with money in properly fitting up the place he has purchased. I wish the church at Fresno might be induced to make an offering to his work, that the Jews who accept Christ, and because of this are cut off from their people, may have a place of refuge. Elder Gilbert is using his God-given powers in a noble work. I pray that through his efforts, many of the seed of Israel may be grafted into the true stock, Christ Jesus. The Apostle wrote to the Romans, For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the Apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I might provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruits be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, wert grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, The branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and wert grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened unto Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Romans 11, verse 13 to 25. I ask you to study this whole chapter carefully. There is a great work to be done for the Jewish people. In seeking to do this work, Brother Gilbert has placed himself in a trying position, and at times his life has been endangered. But the Lord has wonderfully preserved him and has blessed his efforts in giving him converts to the faith. Now that he has purchased a farm where he can make a home for these converted Jews, I trust that our people in Fresno will help him in this work. I am in fullest sympathy with this work, and I desire to solicit an offering from the Fresno Church for its support. I trust that no hindering influence will come in to turn their hearts from giving. Not only will this home serve as a refuge to those who accept Christ, but it will be a place where they will learn how to work for their own people. I will leave this matter with you. I trust that no one will consider it his duty to hedge up the way. Please write and let me know how matters are progressing. I have not relinquished my hope in the Lord that we shall see of his saving grace. I need to hire $500. If I could get this amount at a reasonable rate of interest, I should be glad. Will you see if there is any person who will make me this loan for a year or more? I need means in order to get my books into circulation. May the Lord bless you, is my earnest prayer.